Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. So do you laugh enough? Do you find some point that things are funny in the day? Do you get a chance to laugh with people or on your own? And it would be more interesting if we were to take some sort of chart or tally up how many times we get to laugh in any one day. And having said that, as it just rolled off my tongue, I realised that I have to admit, I have not done that for myself, but I am curious that I think I need to actually do this, need to find out how much do I laugh? How often do I laugh? I am conscious in my daily life that I could do with some more laughter. I realise that there are days when I don't laugh at all. As young children, our lives are full of laughter, are full of joy. And as we get older, we kind of lose that ability. I think it's really important that we become conscious of it and learn to retain it. There's been so much research in the power of laughter and this idea of putting a smile on our face in the face of adversity will change how we feel about it. You know, in sales circles, they'll always say to people, before you pick up the phone, smile down the phone, because people can sense it. And it's true. I am smiling at you as I am speaking at this moment. And I can sense, feel there's a different energy in my voice. Because smiling and laughter does really change our chemistry. It changes our internal chemistry and it changes the chemistry of the room around us. It changes how we interact with people. When we laugh with people, it is building a bond. It is creating a shared response, shared joy. That's why laughing with a group of people is so powerful. This weekend, there was a new WhatsApp group started up for a running event that's happening in June. And there are a team of us. I did it last year. It's a very long 100-mile journey. And you run it in teams of four. But we have many teams. We're going to have four teams this year. So there are 12 people getting together in this WhatsApp group discussing this potential run that will happen in June. And the banter that had already started on this group about how we're going to do it and what we're going to do. And there was, I really enjoyed reading this banter. I really enjoyed taking part in it. And it did genuinely put a smile on my face. And more the point, it's actually making me look forward to the event in June, even though it's going to be really hard work, really hard on my body, and there's a lot of preparation to get there. But I'm just imagining how funny it's going to be, how much we're going to enjoy putting ourselves under strain together, for want of a better word. You see this in the military, you see this in a lot of services where humour gets used to diffuse or to take away the enormity of the situation. All right, in our situation, it's only running and we're all choosing to do it. But it is 25 miles each and it will be flipping painful. So that's where the thing is coming from, this idea of shared adversity. But laughing is so important. One of our podcast guests, Kathy Nesbitt, is a certified laughter yoga teacher. And she calls herself a laughter ambassador. For her, it's all about that idea, that bringing out laughter into the world and seeing the world as a beautiful place. And when we laugh, when we express joy, we are in a way creating that beauty in the moment. And that is the power of laughing. I will put a link to Kathy's show in the show notes. I think it's called Worms and Laughter because she also does composting. So and she laughs throughout the entire podcast. So we'll put a link to it in the show notes. So how about laughing in the face of adversity? I have to say it depends how tired I am. If something goes wrong somewhere, it's much better to laugh at it than it is to get shitty with it. Because there's no doubt about it. When I get angry or cross the boundary of frustration, then we're heading downwards on the spiral. When I can laugh at something, even in my frustration, and see it as, oh, it's gone again, somehow opens a door to greater resources. And that is the point of laughter. It opens a door to more resource in ourselves, more resource in the people around us. Now, what if you don't feel like laughing? What if you don't feel or find it hard to actually get into that place? Well, the first start is literally practice putting a smile on the face. And it is a question of faking it till you make it on some level. But I appreciate when life feels dark, it can be very difficult to see the brighter side of things. Explore it, we must. We must move forward to the idea that better things are coming. When we laugh, when we can see a smile, when we can look at things on a brighter side of stuff, it opens the opportunity to expecting better things in front of us. That's what it's doing. It's opening an opportunity to something better. When we harden around something, although there's a possibility that good things can happen, we are actually expecting the worst and looking for the worst. And like a lot of things in life, when you look for something, you will find it. And that's why the other, one of the things, power of laughter and smiling. When we laugh, when we smile, when we express joy, we find more joy. So this process is more of an allowance. It's about allowing ourselves to experience laughter and joy. I know it can be hard. I've been in those hard places where it is really difficult to want to smile and laugh and joy, be joyful about something. Yes, there have definitely been times when I have felt it very hard to raise a smile. And I have to say, the majority of things I worried about that kept me from smiling never happened. And so thankfully, I was able to come through that those times. But if you are in a place that's very difficult to smile and it's been going on a long time, then it is best to seek help and advice from others. Because trying to solve these problems alone is never easy. There was a situation some years back when I knew I had to control my own emotions and look on the brighter side of something to save the people around me. I was working in the garage one evening and I cut my thumb open really badly, like really, really badly. And I was conscious that I could even lose the thumb. And I went into the house holding my thumb together. And I said to my wife, I think we need to go to the hospital. And I was really kind of like upbeat and jovial about it. And my wife doesn't do blood. Now, I knew I had to be upbeat and jovial. I knew I had to take away all my fears and smile and laugh at this situation, because I knew that had I done anything else, my wife would not handle it at the time because there was a lot of blood. Anyway, we did. My finger didn't need it. It got sewn together and I didn't lose my thumb, which is a good thing. But it was like that experience, I could have literally gone into complete despair and meltdown at this, in the process of this. But there was a choice. There was a conscious choice, a knowledgeable choice, that I knew if I went in the wrong direction of this, it wouldn't support me or my family in the process, and or me and my thumb, really. So how do you move this forward? Or what can I give you to move this forward? I would suggest, if you, out of interest, why don't we both do this? Why don't we all do this out of interest? Let's log how many times we laugh in a day. How much, what do we find funny? And that's another whole new conversation. What do we find funny? You know, there are some things that I find really funny that other people think are not. I can be directed to some comedy episode and then myself, gosh, this isn't funny at all. Each unto their own. We all find different things funny. I mean, that's what makes a beautiful variety that this world has to offer, because we all find different things funny or serious or sad or interesting. So have a look at your history of laughter and fun. What is it that you find funny? And does it still make you laugh? I can remember in my teens, actually, watching Richard Pryor, I think it was, do some event. And I think he spent the entire event swearing, using the F word and other things. And I found it absolutely hilarious. And I have to say, I could go back and watch this today and I probably wouldn't find it anywhere near as funny. So there has to be some sort of boundaries that get pressed. And that's what they say about joy. It's about surprise. It's about being open to surprise and experiencing surprise that makes us laugh. So look, log your bits of happiness, bits of laughter out for the day and stick it in your gratitude journal. Great place to put this stuff. And see if you can find some more. Because the more we laugh, the more we experience joy in this world, the more We are open to opportunities. That's the point, isn't it? We're open to opportunity. When we're seen as someone who is happy and positive and joyful, people want to be around us. People want to do things for us and support us. And that is probably why more opportunity comes to those people who smile a lot. As a story aside here, I remember reading something, actually it may have been a documentary I was watching, about a guy about pain. And a guy had discovered that laughter is a great way of relieving pain. And he remembered as a young man, he really enjoyed Laurel Hardy films, one of those old silent black and white movies. So he got an hour's worth of those and started watching them, and it absolutely shifted his pain. And not only that, the effect actually lasted well beyond watching the movies. So it's interesting, it has a physiological effect on our bodies. Laughter and humour and joy makes us feel good. Anyway, as always, this is always an experiment. I test these things out myself and I give them to you just as an experiment. So let me know how you get on with it. Let me know how much you laugh and what you find funny. And if there's anything funny that I should be looking at, do let me know. I would love some tips about what is funny, what shows are funny, and what things are worth watching. Anyway, as always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, and, you know, I say this every week, if you enjoy any podcast, do share those podcasts, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. As always, thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Do check out the website at lifepassionandbusiness.com. Check out the resources tab. There is a variety of coaching and other resources on there to support you. And as always, thank you for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.